It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
What joy it is to see another brand day, a beautiful new day, and I want to wish you and greet you. Good morning. You're welcome to Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to share our devotion, where we get to hear and learn from the Word of God. So wherever you are, I want you to take a second or a minute to say thank you, Abba. We are thankful for our life. We're thankful for the gift of breath. We're thankful for the fresh air that we can feel on our skin right now. Just take a moment to say, Abba, we say thank you. And do that on behalf of every member of your family. Once again, you're welcome to Open Heaven Hour, and it's the time of the day where we get to share the devotion. This special segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, and I want to specially welcome you. Today is the 10th of June, 2024, and it's another time to share from the Word of God. We'll be using our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. This morning, we'll be looking at a very special topic that says, Shoes of the Gospel. Shoes of the Gospel. My aim today is aim 20. Stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Psalm 34 to 37. Psalm chapter 34 to chapter 37. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. And it says, And your feet shod the with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 52 verse 6 to 7. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 6 to 7. Are you with your Bible right now? Again, we'll be looking at the book of Isaiah chapter 52 verse 6 to 7. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore shall they know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. Verse 7 says, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation. Who says to Zion, your God reigns. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. And today's Open Heaven Manual says, In continuation of my teaching on the full armor of God, I will be discussing the third piece of armor listed in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 17. This armor is actually called the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The first thing to note about this armor is that it implies moving around with the gospel. Your security is in your preaching of the gospel. The more unbelievers you are able to convert to Christianity, the lesser the devil's attack on you will be. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 says that two are better than one. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. When you are the only Christian in your neighborhood or family, you are open to attacks because everyone around you is the opponent's army. However, if you win all your family members and neighbors to Christ, you will be more secure. When the enemy tries to strike, you'll have soldiers around you to come together to pray and send the devil packing. When you are feeling weak spiritually, you will have brethren to strengthen your weak hands and lift your feeble knees. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 3 to 4. The peace elements in these shoes will give you peace as you go around preaching the gospel. The Bible will come at you with all kinds of things to scare you so that you will not preach the gospel. But when you have peace, its trick will not work on you. He is like a roaring lion. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, that scares people but cannot bite. That peace is necessary as you go out to preach the gospel, because you will face persecutions. Also, as you preach the gospel, you are to bring peace to chaotic environments. This is why in Luke chapter 10 verse 5, when the Bible sent his disciples out to preach the gospel, it said that the first thing they were to say when they got to a new place is, "Peace be unto this house." What you are spreading is peace, not chaos. And for anyone that receives the gospel, the first thing they will experience in their heart is peace. Beloved, do you have your shoe of the gospel of peace? Do you win souls? Imagine how much peace will be in your country if one of the souls you have won become the president of your country tomorrow. When you preach the gospel, what you are doing is for your own security. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, put on the shoes of the gospel of peace now. Preach to at least one person daily. That is an assignment for each and every one of us. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace now. Preach to at least one person daily. May God help us in Jesus' name. And may God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Please stay tuned to the end of the hymn. God bless you and have a wonderful day.